Good morning and welcome. It's good to be gathered here this morning during this special weekend, orientation weekend. It's good to gather for worship as a newly forming campus community of first-year students, transfer students, graduate students, parents, family members, friends, returning students, faculty, and staff. Yesterday, as we launched Orientation Weekend, many of you were welcomed to EMU in a variety of ways. I hope some of you, perhaps all of you or most of you, received some assistance from the staff that was here to help moving in and checking in and resourcing and orienting. It was a joy to be part of the welcoming party. This morning, EMU Campus Ministry team welcomes you in the deep love and grace of God and the promise and hope of Jesus. And as we offer and embrace the fullness of welcome, may we experience the very presence of God among us. Let's pray together. O God, most gracious of all hosts, receive us in our worship this day, that our lips may praise you, our lives may bless you, and our meditations may glorify you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Mercy never ceases. I'd invite you to repeat after me. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
Let all that is within me praise God's holy name. Together now, praise the Lord, O my soul. Let all that is within me praise God's holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Let all that is within me praise God's holy name. I'm going to invite you as I read this psalm to repeat that phrase a few times. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Praise the Lord, my soul. Let all that is within me praise God's holy name. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Let all that is within me praise God's holy name. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is within them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Let all that is within me praise God's holy name. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves righteous. The Lord watches over the stranger. He upholds the orphan and the widow. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Let all that is within me praise God's holy name. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Let all that is within me praise God's holy name.
Turn in your blue hymnals to number 119. Number 119. If this style of singing isn't as familiar to you, I invite you to just sing the top line of notes, which is the melody. And this is a tradition that we love to celebrate here at EMU and in the Mennonite Church. And I invite you to stand, if you're able. And let us, as one people with many voices, with many gifts, make one sound for God. Remain standing and turn to number 46. Number 46.
To rule the day. Turn with me now in the green hymnal, Sing the Journey, to number 18, Over My Head.
Many times where I've felt welcomed, whether it be with people or places, just a broad spectrum. More recently, this summer, a time that I felt welcome was when I spent 6 weeks out of the country and I visited a slum community. And there in that community, I lived and learned so much, and just the community opened their arms to me and the group that I was with such warm hearts, and it definitely touched me. They, just from the time that we got off the plane, they came to me and shook hands and greeted with smiles, and whether I met them for the whole trip or just the day, everyone was just so kind and so just hospitable, whether it's inviting us, everyone, to their homes for dinner or just sitting down for a conversation.
So this will be my second year working at the Intensive English Program here on campus.
For those of you who don't know, IEP is a program where people from all over the world, as well as locally, can come to study and learn English if that's not their first language. So the majority of students are from the Middle East and Asia and Latin America. So there's a huge diversity of different languages and cultures and traditions. And in some people's opinions, those differences might represent extensive barriers that serve to separate us and keep us apart as people. And for some people, it might almost be the opposite of feeling welcomed or feeling comfortable. But in my time at IEP, these students have made me feel so welcomed and comfortable and accepted. And they're so open to sharing about their cultures and their countries and where they come from. And they've really accepted me as one of their own. And I like to think of it as we've kind of formed this makeshift family that I think includes a wonderful representation of God's children and God's vision for our world. All of us living in harmony with each other despite all of our differences. And I think it's truly beautiful that in a world where there's so much tension between people, between groups, I think specifically of tensions between Muslims and Christians, tensions surrounding the refugee crisis and immigration and poverty. I think it's a truly beautiful thing to be welcomed in such a way and to have that hospitality extended to you, even if you don't feel comfortable at first. So for all of you here this morning, whether it be your first year here or your returning student, I hope that you feel the welcoming spirit of EMU and that you have that hospitality extended to you and realize that hospitality may take on different forms and maybe it's extended by people and in ways that you wouldn't expect and you might not feel comfortable at first, but it's worth it.
Hello. So this is called Eastern Mennonite University. Now, me and 75% of the upcoming class do not identify as Mennonite. So coming to a place that is called Eastern Mennonite University can be scary. It can feel quite unwelcoming. So to get this rolling, let's say some Mennonite jokes here real quick, just to better understand it. What is the shortest book in the world? Mennonite War Heroes. What do you get when you cross a Mennonite in a Japanese car? A Toyota. Right. Oh, there's another one, shoot. All right, I'll tell you that one later. I can't think of it. All right, so that was my biggest fear coming into Eastern Mennonite, was that I was going to room with a Mennonite, and it would be horrible because I still pictured horse and buggy, you know, that sort of old order thing, which just is not the case. So come mid-June, July, I don't remember when we got our rooming assignments, I saw I was paired with someone named Joshua Curtis. And those of you who don't know, he's my best friend, roommate last year. We were great. But I got a phone number with it, so I decided I'm a Texas person and see what's up. And I said, hey, is this Joshua Curtis? And I got a 5-word reply with 5 words in about 18 periods. It just said, no, ... this, ... is, ... his mother, ... And through my head, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, dear God, who am I rooming with? Some little mama's boy who doesn't know what's going on. But then it turns out as I texted back, and I'm like, this is his roommate for college. And she just immediately changed, super ecstatic, super excited, named Cindy. She's a crazy lady. But things can just change really quickly on a dime. So for all of you here who are not Mennonites, who are very worried about this whole Mennonite culture and what it can turn into, I just encourage you to not be afraid. Because one of the best things about Eastern Mennonite is that it is a very diverse, very multicultural, very just unique place. And no matter where you are, no matter who you're with, there's always someone else there who shares your beliefs, who shares your ideas, who shares your interests. So there's never going to be a time when you are truly alone. And I think that's just a beautiful place about here. Now, I remembered my last joke, and it's a good joke. Okay, so this is more towards my fears of the old order Mennonites. What's the difference between a Mennonite girl and a water buffalo? 20 pounds of hair. You know how to make it equal? Shave the Mennonite girl. And I'm done.
Not funny. I'm going to be reading from Romans 12, verses 1 through 12 from the New International Version. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith that God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have all the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. This morning it is my honor to introduce Celeste Thomas. Celeste is the proud daughter of Leonard and Verna Pettyjohn and the late William F. Kaysen. She was born in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and was raised in McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania. Upon graduation from high school, she matriculated at Shippensburg University of Pennsylvania. She graduated from Shippensburg with a Bachelor of Arts degree in social work and a minor in psychology. She then earned her Master of Science degree in Counselor Education with an emphasis in Student Development Personnel Administration, also from Shippensburg University. She's practiced counseling in both not-for-profit and higher education settings. She's presently entering her third year at EMU, where she serves as multicultural and student athlete advisor. In this role, she coordinates the university's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration and dialogues on race and diversity, among other programs, lots of programs. She provides academic advisement to multicultural students and student athletes, as well as advises the Black Student Union, Gospel Choir, Alpha Omega Dancers for Christ. She serves in the Pulse Committee, Reference Group, and the Coalition on Sexual Violence Prevention. She has heeded her call to serve those with diverse backgrounds and facilitates diversity trainings. She's the co-founder of Precious Gems Academy, a nonprofit organization that serves multicultural girls in the Harrisonburg community. Multiculturalism is truly her passion, not just what she does for work. She believes and lives to whom much is given, much is required. She's a member of Bethel African Methodist Church, but most importantly, she wants you to know that she's a child of God and loves the Lord with all her heart, soul, and mind, as well as loving her neighbor as herself. Celeste, as I invite you forward, I pray that the words of your heart or of your mouth and the meditations of your heart may challenge us this morning as God's Spirit moves among us.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. God is good and greatly to be praised. God is the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow, church. I bring you greetings this morning from Bethel African Methodist Church on Kelly Street in Harrisonburg, Virginia, where my pastor is Dr. Chanita Richardson. I am honored to have the opportunity to bring forth, Thus Saith the Lord, this morning. I would like to extend a special welcome to our first year and transfer class and their families this morning. Thank you, Brian and Lana, for the invitation. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for all who are gathered here this morning and the families they represent. Lord, I thank you for all you have done and are doing in our lives. Lord, touch and bless us all, but especially the first year and transfer students as they begin a new leg of their journey here at EMU. Bless us in our comings and in our goings, and I ask travel mercies as families make their ways back home. Lord, remove me and increase you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the church said, Amen. I come from a faith tradition that utilizes call and response in our worship, so I may give a call, and please respond as you are comfortable doing. Thank you. I know I'm among, now, just this class, though, 75% not Mennonite, so I might get an amen. So feel free to say amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, or you might even say ouch, as I share with you, thus saith the Lord. As I was praying, and I would say wrestling, really wrestling, about what I might share today, numerous thoughts came to mind. As I read and reflected upon the scriptures, what kept coming across my mind was the fact that Jesus wants for us to be transformed. Transformed to do his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Then I asked myself, what does this have to do with reflections of welcome and blessing, which is what I was asked to share about this morning? Well, one thought is that if we are in line with the Lord, then we should be welcoming to others, right? Yeah, amen. All right. Sounds pretty simple, huh? Well, I'm here to tell you that I've experienced some of my most unwelcoming moments with folk who proclaim that they are Christians. Now, I know that that might not have been your experience, but unfortunately, I'm not able to say that it has not been mine. Additionally, I reflected upon times when I felt welcomed in a place, as well as times when I did not feel so welcome, and what those experiences were like for me. I also reflected upon passages in the Bible where persons were welcomed or not. So just take a few seconds, if you will, and ponder times for yourself when you have felt either welcomed or not. Okay. For the time I have with you this morning, I would like for you to reflect upon the message, are your beliefs congruent with your behaviors? One of the times that I have felt most welcomed in this community was when I was blessed to be welcomed into the home of a Kurdish family here in Harrisonburg. They invited myself and a group of people in to share their journey from being persecuted to coming to the United States. They were afraid for their lives, for their family lives. They were living secretly also, even though they weren't living secretly, but keeping a low key in the community so that they would not bring much attention to themselves. They could have hosted and invited us anywhere. We could have gone to a restaurant, we could have gone to a church, we could have been out in a park, but they saw it not robbery to have us into their homes and to share the best of what they had. The time I spent with them was definitely a blessing from our Muslim brothers and sisters. They demonstrated that it is just not good enough to believe, but that we must offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, and be transformed by the renewing of their minds. This is a true story of transformation. These brothers and sisters fled to the United States to save the lives of their family members and had nothing but love for us. Their beliefs are congruent with their behavior. Sometimes we as Christians, we get it twisted, become comfortable and get caught up in thinking because we are believers that our behaviors are automatically congruent with our beliefs, that we are all that and a bag of chips. But our scripture warns us in Romans 12 and 3, for by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with faith God has distributed to each of you. In other words, we are all not a bag of chips. When we become narcissistic in our walk, we can become very unwelcoming. As I have gone through this thing called life, I have experienced that beliefs don't necessarily dictate thoughts or behaviors. I think that in order for us to truly be welcoming and a blessing to all of our brothers and sisters, and especially those we perceive as different from ourselves in some way, shape, or form, that a transformation must occur. It is not okay to be complacent and just be believers. We also must be doers of the word. Transformation in its simplest form means change. I ask you, are your beliefs congruent with your behavior? Or are you due for a transformation? For some, change is exciting, but for others, it is extremely unsettling, and many aren't even capable of adapting to new situations, so they go through life in a very robotic and patterned manner, not doing anything outside of their comfort zone. Change, even when it is for the better, can cause discomfort. But I am here to say to you, without discomfort and dissonance, change will not occur. Chapel, I ask, are you willing to be uncomfortable to make someone else comfortable? I didn't hear you. Chapel, are you willing to be uncomfortable in order for someone else to be comfortable? Yes. Thank you. If so, you must do something different. In my line of business, doing the same thing and expecting a different result is called INSANITY. Insanity. EMU, some of us need for you to have a metamorphosis. In other words, a profound change in form from one stage to the next is in order. This might be tough for some to hear, but in order for everyone to feel welcome, it is imperative. We need that caterpillar to become a butterfly. In order to be a Christian university like no other, we must not busy ourselves with the ways of the world. We must not only believe that Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, the bright and morning star, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace and life everlasting. That's the easy part. The more difficult part is having our behaviors be congruent with our beliefs. This reminds me of the story of Mary and Martha found in Luke 10, 38, and 42. Now, loosely, Martha was being hospitable and invited Jesus into her home and then busied herself with worldly things and was totally distracted from what was important. She then got mad. Say she got mad. She got mad at Mary because she was sitting at the feet of Jesus listening to what he had to say. In other words, she was doing what she was supposed to be doing. Have you ever got mad at someone for doing what they're supposed to be doing? All right. Martha asked the Lord to have Mary help her. In verse 41 through 42 in the NIV version, his response, "Martha, Martha," Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. Or indeed, only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. In other words, concentrate on listening and welcoming me both to your physical and your spiritual home. Be ye transformed as Mary has been." Freshmen and transfers, this is particularly a transformative time for you. Some of you will be away from home for the first time, and it will be a little scary, or maybe even a lot scary. Others cannot wait until your parents are in their cars and on their way home so that you can feel free at last. With this in mind, some of you have had experiences that have shaped your worldview, to you being a part of a small circle and just being fine, not expanding that circle. Others of you hunger to live with and learn as much as you can about as many different people as you can. No matter where you land on that continuum, we welcome you to EMU with open arms. However, know that the Bible commands change from you. Actually, I'm sure that your parents also expect to see change as you matriculate at EMU. Yes, parents? All right, you don't want to send them here and have them come back how you sent them or how you dropped them off. I challenge you to do something different, even if it's scary. Stretching yourself outside of your comfort zone is one of the best ways to promote self-growth and meet new people. Psalms 146 and 7, he upholds the cause of the oppressed. A story of change from some of the multicultural students that I've had the honor to work with while being here. When we first met, now going on 3 years ago, they didn't feel empowered to speak into change to make this environment more welcoming for themselves. At some point during the semester, they found their voices and started asking questions about if Multicultural and International Student Services office was here and was supposed to be serving them, then why wasn't there a flag to represent those multicultural students who were born in the United States? They were very aware of Mennonite beliefs about the United States flag and didn't want to be offensive. They weren't asking anyone to pledge or salute the US flag, but were feeling oppressed by the lack of a flag that represented the only place that they call home. So they purchased some flags, placed one among the other flags that were displayed in the suite, and hung two above my office door and named the space The Village, to let all know that they had created a space that was welcoming to them, but was also welcoming to all. So if you come by University Commons 231, you will be welcomed to The Village. I ask, are your beliefs congruent with your behavior? We live in a world where everything is instant, and we often want it now. Unfortunately, that is nothing new. I want to introduce to some and share with others a very well-known parable of transformation from the Bible in Luke chapter 15. It is a wonderful story of welcome. Loosely, it is a parable of the prodigal son. As the story goes, the younger brother of two asks his father for the share of his estate. His father fulfills his request, and he goes to another country and squanders all of his money on worldly things. He runs out of money and longs for the pods of the pigs, but no one gives him anything. When he comes to his senses, he starts his journey home. When he is seen in the distance as he approaches home, his father calls for his older brother and instructs him to have the servants kill the fatted calf. The older son gets mad, and asks why he was never given the fatted calf to share with his friends when he was a slave by his father's side all these years and always had been by his side. Verse 31, "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." This is a parable of love and action. Are your beliefs congruent with your behaviors? His father saw him. Say, his father saw him. Freshmen and transfers, I encourage you to see those who you may not normally see. Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, we are precious in Jesus' sight. EMU extends the fatted calf to you. I leave you with this poem that many of you heard portions of if you watched the Olympics a few weeks ago. It is called Human Family, and it's a poem by the late Dr. Maya Angelou. I note the obvious differences in human family. Some of us are serious, some thrive on comedy. Some declare their lives are lived as true profundity, and others claim they really live the real reality. The variety of our skin tones can confuse, bemuse, delight. Brown and pink and beige and purple, tan and blue and white. I've sailed upon the seven seas and stopped in every land. I've seen the wonders of the world, not yet one common man. I know 10,000 women called Jane, Mary Jane, but I've not seen any two who are really the same. Mirror twins are different, although their features jibe, and lovers think quite different thoughts while lying side by side. We love and lose in China. We weep on England's moors and laugh and moan in Guinea and thrive on Spanish shores. We seek success in Finland, are born and die in Maine. In minor ways, we different. In major, we are the same. I note the obvious differences between each sort and type, but we are more alike, my friends, than we are unalike. We are more alike, my friends, than we are unalike. We are more alike, my friends, than we are unalike. So at this time, I invite you to see someone different than yourself in this room and move about this space and hold hands with and see someone you don't know, and then we will listen while a song plays. So if you would rise on your feet, look around the room, and see someone that you do not know, and invite yourself to hold that person's hand. And as we invite ourselves into each other's spaces, if we could reflect upon the words in this song. reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Thank you. Welcome, and may God continue to bless and keep you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Somebody's hand, make this world a better place. If you can, reach out and touch somebody's hand, make this world a better place.
been our desire to shape worship this morning, to touch into many different styles of worship, to at least have one thing that's happening on the stage connect with what's familiar with you. And I think you've probably noticed the breadth of expressions of faith. We invite you now to focus on the flowers as we offer a ritual of welcome and blessing. Most flowers are an expression of beauty, freshness, something unique growing in the soil with rain and sunshine, and oftentimes, as is the case with these, care and nurture. You've likely noticed these flowers along the way through the service. Perhaps there is someone in the room who hadn't noticed them because it's not your strength, visual. We, in a few moments, will invite each of you who are new students, first years, graduates, transfer students, to come down the aisles and to select a flower to take with you. And we offer these flowers as a symbol of blessing as you begin a new experience as a student within this campus community. These flowers of different types might also symbolize variety, the unique backgrounds, gifting, interests, callings, culture that we know are represented among you and we hope will grow, blossom, becoming something beautiful for this community, for our nation, and for the world, and for each other. And for parents and family members who are present, these flowers can remind us that we support, nurture, and care our children, and that they now, as college students, are entering another stage of growth, of maturing in young adulthood, of exploring and discovering new aspects of identity, and unveiling their vocation. So once we're in place and the music begins, we invite each of you who are new students to come forward. And from one of the four buckets, choose a flower that you're drawn to and take it as an expression of God's love and blessing for you this year. And after you've come forward and chosen a flower, please return to your seat, listening to the music, maybe joining the singing, and examine the flower closely. Notice its unique shape. Notice the colors. Observe imperfections and the miracle of beauty. And you might pass it along to others who are here with you and let them examine and ponder as well. And then as the flower comes back to you, hold it and keep it as a symbol of hope for this new venture.
stood under the valley of death. I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Your rod and your staff, my comfort and my hope. You have set me a banquet of love in the face of hatred, crowning me with love beyond my power to hold. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into love. Surely your kindness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of my God forevermore. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death.
Let's pray. O Lord God, may your comforting, guiding, and powerful Spirit be deeply present among us here this morning. And may we seek to see the beauty which you have created within each one of us. And may we have the courage and curiosity to explore all that you have created within us, within others around us. And may we rest in the assurance of your presence now and in the days to come. Amen. Following the service, I invite returning students to come forward and also choose a flower as blessing for you. Let's turn in the green book to number 49 and sing Rain Down together, and stand if you're able.
Rain down your love on
seated. I invite the ushers to come forward to receive the offering this morning. Each year during this service, we receive an offering for the Compassion Fund. This fund is an offering for special assistance to students through the work of campus ministries. It offers students who deal with unexpected events in their lives or tragedies during the school year assistance, as well as providing care and support to students through campus pastors, ministry, and pastoral assistants. We're thankful for your generosity through this offering in helping to care for students and families in this way. Will you join me in prayer for the offering? God of grace, it is our delight to bring our offerings to you this morning. We recognize that all we have and all that we are come from you. I pray that you would accept our offering this morning as a token of our love and commitment to you. May you use this offering to assist students who are in need throughout this year and further your work on this campus. May this offering be a small piece of bringing peace, justice, and comfort to those within this community who may need it, and may it reach far beyond this community. Amen.
Come to the close of the service, the going forth part. I have a few announcements. For those staying for lunch, the cafeteria will open beginning at 11:30, and that's about 15 minutes from now. Meals are free for students with meal plans, and families and others are welcome at an additional charge paid right there at the door, the desk. And following lunch, first-year students will gather on Thomas Plaza for a group photo at 12:30. All family members are welcome to be there and also take your personal family photos at that time. And after the photo, parents and families are free to depart for home. The afternoon has many things planned for students, and returning students are moving in today as well. And a reminder, at the close of the service, Lana and I warmly invite returning students to come and choose a flower as blessing. I also plan to pull some flowers out as a bouquet that we're going to take to our education department. As late last week, They learned of the sudden and unexpected death of a professor in the Master of Education program, Sarah Armstrong. And we want to offer our compassion to the students, faculty, and staff of our education department. We'll do that with a bouquet and in other ways. Hear this benediction. We are embarking on an adventure of holding on and letting go. We've offered and received a hearty welcome. We've been encouraged to seek ways of receiving and engaging one another. Some transitions are overwhelming, and we know that our life experiences, our faith and nurture received have brought us to this very point, and that God is with us. Indeed, with each one of us. God's love shines through and among us. So as you go, go inspired by the text of our sending song. Go with joy, led forth with peace. Amen. Let's stand for this closing song.
Shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will be for thee.
Go or stay. We're just going to keep going for a while.